Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 78 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for May 17th is rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 on the character skill of enthusiasm. What is the source of your enthusiasm? How can finding your passion and centering your life's work on your enthusiasm help contribute to joy in other areas of your life? Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of growing character skills. We talked about enthusiasm back in episode number 62 in the context of pursuing our dreams, and we talked about how when we match enthusiasm with hard work, it can make us powerful. Powerful not only to get things done and accomplish things, but powerful to spread our joy and enthusiasm to other people as well. And if we look at yesterday's episode, we talked about Coach Gordon Bombay from the movie The Mighty Ducks and how when he shifted his mindset of coaching the youth hockey team because he had to as part of his community service sentencing to want to help the kids have a better experience playing hockey than he did when he was younger, he started coaching with enthusiasm. Today's challenge is about growing character skills, and it's an outside fundamental, which means it's all about taking action. And the reason I like to do the little checkpoints with rating ourselves on a scale of 1 to 10 is that it helps us focus on where we're at and where we can take actions to make positive changes. Also in today's challenge, we use the term finding your passion, which has become very popular in society. But it's a complicated issue, right? It's not always just about doing what we want to do, and sometimes we get upset that the conditions and circumstances in our lives prevent us from chasing our passion. I mean, we have a family to support, and money is an issue, and we don't have unlimited time and resources. But just like Gordon Bombay in The Mighty Ducks, I think sometimes our conditions and circumstances are present in our lives to show us where our passion might really be, and where we need to focus our enthusiasm. But I think there are also instances where our conditions and circumstances are present, because when we are truly passionate about something and burning with enthusiasm, then it will propel us to persevere and overcome those conditions and circumstances. So when we do our self-assessment on our level of enthusiasm, and if we decide we need to increase our level of enthusiasm, we need to look at whether we do need to make a change in order to let our natural enthusiasm take over, or maybe we need to refocus like Gordon Bombay did and discover our enthusiasm may lie in an area that we previously hadn't known about or thought about. And this goes back to one of the things we talk about often on this podcast, and that's internal story versus external story. Gordon didn't want to coach the kids' hockey team initially because it didn't fit the external story he wanted to portray, the lifestyle, the social status. So when we look at changes that we need to make and actions that we may need to take in order to improve our enthusiasm, we need to look at whether or not we're trying to write our external story or our internal story. And here's the last thing. When we find our best avenue to release our enthusiasm, then it often spills over into the other areas of our lives. I know that when I've been frustrated with things happening at school or with the teams I coached, it would often affect how I treated my wife and kids at home. And as I reflect, I think a lot of that was my inability to release my enthusiasm through the proper channels. And when we have that outlet for our enthusiasm, it permeates to our relationships and other areas of our lives. So how about you? How would you rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 on the character skill of enthusiasm? What is your source of enthusiasm? How can finding your passion and centering your life's work on your enthusiasm help contribute to joy in other areas of your life? If you feel like you are lacking some enthusiasm or feel like you're not using your enthusiasm like you want to, then writing your own story is exactly for you. Please go to the link in the show notes or our website and download your copy of our free guide to help you increase your impact on your students by writing your own story and creating a better version of you every day.